Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper joins me. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Stuart, you have been producing a wonderful paper called The Beacon, and in there we have information on technology and money and health and travel and much more. And each week you bring us some piece of that, the Beacon bit, as we call it.
Right.
So what do you have in your bit for this week?
Well, this is a special month, October, because on a quarterly basis, we also have an insert section called Housing and Home Care Options.
Uh-huh.
So this is a month for that nice pullout.
Yes.
And we have a lot of stories, in particular this month, on the home care side of things, more than we normally would have in the past. And I like this because we're really sort of covering all aspects of the subject.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to stay in their homes. They want to age in place.
Yes.
But either temporarily after a fall or something or on a long-term basis because of a reduction in ability to get around, they might need some ongoing help at home.
Right. Okay.
So there are so many different kinds of home care services. Hmm. It honestly can be very confusing. And there's so many ways to get somebody to help you. And it just needs some explanation. So that's what we try to address in this section.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So in your experience, is there one bit of the Beacon that's more popular than any – would you just say
oh,
the home
section?
Well,
I'll say this housing section, since it comes out only quarterly instead of monthly, it's very popular. People pull it out and they hang on to it.
Huh. Interesting.
In fact, we get advertisers telling us that they're getting calls from people like a year or two later, you know, and they're referring to an ad that they saw way back when.
That's good to know.
It is nice. So, for example, we have one story on the various kinds of home care workers. There are home health agencies that are Medicare certified, which – do mostly skilled nursing kinds of work and that are covered by health insurance, by long-term care insurance. Then there's more of the custodial care, sort of the casual kind of care, you know, companionship and driving you places and helping make meals for you, but also helping you get dressed and get around during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are – the way you get these people, you can get them through agencies where they actually hire the employees and they take care – of all of the paperwork for the employees. All you do is you pay the hourly rate.
Right.
And then there are registries, which you don't always know are registries because it's not in their name, but they're really more employment agencies, and they'll match you up with somebody. But then when you hire the person, you're really directly employing them, and you have to make sure that they're not an illegal immigrant and that you're withholding the Social Security and their income tax payments and all the other requirements for employers.
Right.
So it's complicated, and that's why the rates are cheaper. So sometimes you'll find – Well, why is this place so much cheaper than that place? Well, it's because you have all these other expenses of your own you have to make up for that. So it's really important to ask a lot of questions when you're hiring somebody, when you're talking to an agency. Just what kind of agency are they?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good questions to ask. And you can read about that in this month's Beacon newspaper, as always. So, Stuart, what else do you have this month? What would be the big
In that same section, I just want to let people know it's not just about home care.
Mm-hmm.
We have an article about steps you can take to prevent falls at home, which is very important. You know, I fell myself just a few weeks ago, but it wasn't
dear.
In my home.
Oh, good.
It was in a parking lot, but still, you know, there are consequences to these things as we get older, so it's important to avoid
them
at all.
Did you break your wrist?
I fractured my foot and sprained my wrist. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. But it's, you know, actually I learned a lot about the healthcare system going through it.
That's the bright
side. I've been impressed, actually. It's been pretty good. I start physical therapy tomorrow, so we'll see how this goes. We also have an article on how to find and hire a reliable handyman, and that's something everybody can take advantage of. That's important. And there's also an article, since so many people nowadays, especially older people, have extra space in their homes, their kids have grown up and moved out, you might want to rent out part of your house for fun and profit, so Airbnb or whatnot. So we have an article explaining how those kinds of businesses work and how you might participate in them and what the pros and cons are.
Huh, fascinating.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting section.
Good. That's what I like about your paper is that it's a magazine style, and you cover a variety of different topics, and you always bring something interesting. And it's funny. It seems like one year it's really good to eat a lot of chocolate, and the next year it comes out that it will kill you.
No, chocolate's always good.
Okay. Maybe it's wine.
I would never print something that said chocolate was bad for you.
Maybe it's beans. I don't know. You know, it's something. But it's funny how, you know, the perception of
things do change.
Yeah.
The full fat milk and stuff, you know.
Right.
For example.
Right.
That's a big change.
Well, if you want to read about it, you can read about it in your local Beacon newspaper, which you can find at over 1,500 locations in the Metroplex. And you can also call them if you want to pick up a copy at 301-949-7766. Okay, 301-949-9766. How many years have we been doing this? I think I need to eat something that will help me remember your number.
Well, I've got the right thing for you then.
All right, the Beacon newspaper. Pick up your copy today. Thanks, Stuart. I've got Ann Booth Dayton. She's the Vice President and Senior Director of Marketing, Sales, and Business Development in New York and London for Collectrium. And Ann brings 18 years of international sales and marketing experience, most recently from Christie's. And she oversees Collectrium's relationship with Christie's, focusing on integration and client management and engagement, in addition to leading the launch strategy for Collectrium in Asia. Ann Booth Dayton, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Absolutely, Ann. I really enjoyed hearing from you at the Christie's event here in Washington, D.C. Back in September of this year, finding out about the product. And for those listening, I mentioned earlier, I'll mention it again, Collectrium is, well, actually, I'll let you tell people what it is versus me trying and you correcting me. Go ahead.
Sure. So Collectrium is actually a software platform, and it is the industry standard for fine art and luxury collectibles. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that for folks who have collections of fine art or watches, jewelry, wine, or even handbags, Collectrium is a platform that offers customized fields and trusted service providers, as well as a market database that provides auction results. And so this is the platform that will allow a collector to take care of and manage their collection all in a single place.
So give me an example. Let's pretend that I've got an audience member here who has a collection of art, maybe has a couple of purses, Hermes purses, and maybe, you know, something else that they like to collect, some African art or something. How would they start a relationship with Collectrium so that they could have this platform, and what would be the benefit in having that?
Well, we have a robust website, so collectrium.com, and that's Collectrium, is one place to start to familiarize yourself with the platform. And you're welcome to email me as well, Anne, at collectrium.com. And if you'll mention that you're familiar with Eric Stewart's show, then that'll help me guide our conversation. In any case, when you have a collection of fine art, there may be an opportunity, for example, perhaps you had a grandchild visit, and maybe the piece of art was slightly damaged. And so in this case, you would want to connect with a conservator and have that person come look at your painting and decide what are the next steps to make sure you take proper care of this painting so that the value is maintained, mm-hmm. and as a gift to your family in your estate, that value is also maintained. And so in the Collectrium platform, which is a cloud-based platform, you're able to request a meeting with a conservator in your area who then we connect you with, and you can make an appointment. And that's an example of how you can take care of your collection using the Collectrium platform. Now, this presupposes, of course, that you have digitized and documented your collection on Collectrium. So, Eric, I'm curious, mm-hmm. what are you doing now, or how do you manage your imaginary art collection today?
Okay, so the way that I handle my art collection is I, you know, get an appraisal, and my appraisal sits in a drawer, and my collection just sits on the walls. There's no interaction between me and my imaginary collection, I would imagine.
Right. So that means that, and this is typical of most collectors who have paper copies of invoices or receipts or appraisals related to their collection, mm-hmm. be it watches, wine, or fine art. And so in today's age, it's very desirable to have a digital version of your collection so that you can interact with it very easily and share it with all of the care providers of your collection. Mm-hmm. So what we offer at Collectrium is a service whereby we will come to your home and we will photograph all of your collection and measure the dimensions and write down a brief description and a condition report and transfer all of that data into the Collectrium digital platform and provide you with a Collectrium account, fully including all of the details of your collection.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have this, Eric, what you'd be able to do very simply is engage with the care providers around your collection. So, for example, you would need to check with your insurance that the policy you have accurately reflects your art collection and the location of each of the pieces. Your wealth advisor would be able to help you understand the value of your tangible assets and how you might need to care for those tangible assets in the future. And you may have an estate planner or an attorney who's helping you organize your trust.
Mm-hmm.
And information from the reporting aspect of Collectrium is very useful for all of those individuals.
That's great. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of a conversation with Ann Booth Dayton. Take it from there in just a second.